diapers, soft on skin. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: OIV concerned, Zambia will head to the polls under the Public Order Act. Zambia police arrest 23 suspected illegal immigrants in Chisamba and Lusaka. Difficult Russia-Ukraine peace talks end without a breakthrough.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Operation Young Vote OIV has expressed concern that despite earlier efforts to refine the Public Order Act during the first months of the UPND government, Zambia will go to the polls under the same colonial-era legislation. Mr. Nyirenda says the delay in updating the law is unfortunate and could cost the governing party some votes. He charges that enacting the proposed public gatherings bill would end the government public praise and potentially translate into more support at election time. Mr. Nyirenda further says the legislation has long been advocated by civil society groups as essential for safeguarding citizens' rights to assemble and express themselves freely.
It is quite unfortunate that the UPND is actually dragging its feet regarding the public gatherings law. But I think what they should know is that even when they have made good strides and passed the other progressive laws and legislation, the public gathering law remains a very critical law regarding people's freedoms and rights, especially those of assembly, those of expression, and so on and so forth.
The Zambian government requires an estimated 32.1 million kwacha to construct modern staff houses for life officers at three camps in Chama District, Katangalika, Mpiana Kunda, and Lungu. Acting Minister of Tourism Frank Tayali has disclosed. Speaking on the planned project, Mr. Tayali says the initiative aims to improve accommodation standards for wildlife police officers stationed at the remote camps, enhancing both welfare and working conditions.
Government prioritizes to construct modern houses for wildlife police officers across the country in order to better their welfare. This includes Mpiana Kunda and Luda wildlife camps in Chama District. However, this is subject to the availability of funds and support from cooperating partners. In Part B, Madam Speaker, implementation plans is subject to availability of funds.
The Zambia police has apprehended 23 suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Bangladeshi nationals following a coordinated intra-agency operation conducted in Chisamba and Lusaka. Police spokesperson Godfrey Tulabi says the operation was initiated after officers acted on credible intelligence, which led to the interception of a grey Isuzu motor vehicle suspected of transporting illegal immigrants. Mr. Tulabi says two Zambian drivers identified as Ruben Banda and Shadrick Tembo were also apprehended. He further stated that a search of the vehicle resulted in the arrest of 13 suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Bangladeshi nationals. In a related development, Mr. Chilabi says the police arrested 10 additional suspected illegal immigrants, bringing the total number of arrests to 23. He further stated that a Toyota Fortuner motor vehicle believed to have been used in the commission of the offense has been impounded. Mr. Chilabi says the driver of the said vehicle fled the scene and is currently at large.
The Zambia Police Service has apprehended 23 suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Bangladeshi nationals, following a swift and coordinated intra-agency operation conducted by police in Chisamba district and Lusaka. The operation commenced on February 18, 08 hours along Chisamba and Chipembi Road in Chisamba district. Acting on credible intelligence, alleged officers intercepted a grey Isuzu motor vehicle suspected of transporting illegal immigrants.
The Zambia Institute of Architects has warned that poor urban planning and failure to adhere to city guidelines are increasing flood risks across Zambia. Institute President Musonka Silungwe highlighted that unplanned settlements and infrastructure development are a major contributor to the country's flood vulnerabilities. He notes that the issue goes beyond housing, representing a serious public safety concern. Mr. Silungwe has emphasized the need to upgrade existing areas and streamline processes for land acquisition and construction as critical steps to mitigating flood risks.
Biggest challenge that we have is the lack of planning and the lack of adherence to city planning guidelines and basic design principles. So as a result, as much as we can say we have a 1.5 million deficit in housing, there's really nobody in Zambia or no significant numbers of people that you can point at and say these are sleeping out in the open. So everybody is housed. It's just the quality of housing might vary and might not be of a plan.
And now, business news. Business news.
Energy consultant Johnson Chikwanda has advised the government to avoid disturbing the stable tax policy in the mining industry following the introduction of 3 kwacha per litre fuel surcharge. The surcharge implemented by the Energy Regulation Board is being collected as a stabilization fund under the Energy Fund to support the shift from monthly fuel price reviews to 3-month review cycle. Zambia consumes approximately 260 million litres of diesel and petrol per month. At 3 kwacha per litre, the stabilization fund is projected to generate about 780 million kwacha monthly, accumulating to roughly about 1.56 billion over 3 months. This is in addition to the existing fuel strategic reserve fund of 15 ngwe per litre, which translates to about 39 million kwacha per month and 117 million kwacha over 3 months. Dr. Chikwanda welcomed the policy shift aimed at stabilizing the pump prices for at least 3 months, but has cautioned policymakers to carefully reconsider its implementation.
The Energy Regulation Board has implemented a 3 kwacha per litre surcharge on fuel imported as a stabilization fund into the energy fund. Zambia consumes approximately 260 million liters per month of diesel and petrol. This means that the stabilization fund will be approximately 780 million kwacha per month. This is in addition to the fuel strategic fund of 15 ngwe per liter, which translates to 39 million kwacha per month. The purpose of the stabilization fund is to anchor the policy shift from monthly fuel pump price reviews per month to 3 months fuel pump price.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.